poll, 3 in 4 say Donald Trump should prioritize deportations. By Neil Monroe on November 25, 2024. A near consensus 73% of adults, or 3 in 4 Americans, say President-elect Donald Trump should prioritize the repatriation of illegal migrants, according to a CBS News poll conducted by YouGov. 45% of adults say repatriations should be a high priority, and 28% say they should be a medium priority, said the post-election poll of 2,232 adults. Just 1 in 4 Americans, 27%, said repatriations are not a priority. Related, California AG declares state will fight Trump on promise of mass deportations of illegal aliens. The survey also showed that 57% of Americans want Trump to start a national program to find and deport all, emphasis added, immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. The CBS poll closely matches a post-election Rasmussen poll of 1,276 likely voters. Breitbart News reported on November 14. When asked how important it is to stop illegal immigration, 76% of those surveyed said very, 50%, or somewhat, 26%, important. Only 22% said it was not important. In the CBS poll, 60% of respondents said they do not want Trump to use the military for deporting people. But that skewed question suggests the military would be used on the streets to chase migrants. But Trump is likely to use the military only for non-police support tasks near the border, such as the constriction and operation of holding centers for the migrants before they are sent home. The CBS and Rasmussen polls suggest that Trump's pro-American mandate on November 5 is helping more people oppose the establishment's mass migration policy. That policy is built on the nation of immigrants narrative first pushed in the 1950s Cold War. The pro-repatriation view is held throughout society. 74% of whites, 70% of blacks, and 69% of Hispanics want deportations to be a priority. In contrast, just 31% of all Americans say a tax cut should be a high priority. The rising polls are a growing political problem for the business and progressive groups that helped import roughly 9 million illegal migrants during President Joe Biden's term. That huge inflow cut Americans' wages, spiked housing costs, reduced workplace investment, and shifted vast wealth to older investors. It also led to Trump's stunning win on November 5. Opposition to migration is also growing in the United Kingdom, Canada, Ireland, and Australia, where governments are also using migration to inflate real estate values and consumer economies.